Well, our movie moles for today are here, as we know, Fran Michel and Denise Morris, to talk about two movies coming to Portland, both films by women and about women. So, Denise?
And actually, I'm going to pass it over to Fran, who has our intros this morning on the two films we're going to talk about. Fran?
Yeah. In anticipation of Women's History Month and International Women's Day, we're going to be reviewing two independent documentaries by women and about women who were active in the liberation struggles of the 1970s. Both will be playing in Portland the weekend of March 9th and 10th. The Gentleman Bank Robber, the story of butch lesbian freedom fighter Rita Beau Brown, directed by Portland's own Julie Perini, is going to be playing at the Hollywood Theater Friday, March 9th at 7:30, and director will be present. The Gentleman Bank Robber is a portrait of revolutionary Rita Beau Brown, a white working class butch from rural Oregon who became known as the Gentleman Bank Robber in the 1970s for combining her butch style of dress with a polite way of demanding funds from bank tellers. And she was robbing banks partly to fund the George Jackson Brigade, the revolutionary prison abolitionist group which she was part of. Also that weekend, later that weekend, Left on Pearl is a documentary about the 1971 takeover and occupation of a Harvard University-owned building by hundreds of Boston-area women who set up a women's center in the building and demanded low-income housing for the community in which the building stood. That was directed by Susan Revo, and it plays as part of the Fifth Avenue Cinema International Women's Day program that weekend at the Fifth Avenue Cinema on Friday at 9. It's actually playing at 7, but if you do that, then you'll miss The Gentleman Bank Robber, and you don't want to do that. So Friday at 9 or Saturday the 10th at 7 and 9 or Sunday the 11th at 3 p.m. So these are both really interesting. They're both each about an hour long, less than an hour long, documentaries about activist women and about radical folks, about how people become politicized.
Right, Fran. And thank you for also helping people plan their social calendar. Another thing that KBOO offers. You're on to the pieces of these two films that I think are going to be most interesting to folks, which is they're a look at two different groups. One focuses on a much smaller group, the three people who were in the Pacific Northwest who were actually arrested for their actions to support the GJB, the George Jackson Brigade. And then Left on Pearl, which is a much larger collective action towards a goal. But both films deal with a lot of the same issues we're dealing with now: capitalism, imperialism, political repression, racism, mass incarceration, poverty, the need for adequate and available housing, issues that we would now call gentrification. And they both offer some very interesting insights into how people deal with political action in a militant way against a state that's largely repressive.
Yeah, I mean, in both of these films, we're looking at instances of people expropriating the expropriators, taking back something that is being used by or claimed by the wealthy, and using it for the purposes of making social change and improving people's lives and just going out and doing it. These are direct action films in various ways. They're also very similar in some ways. They're really different in some ways. I mean, they are both about these groups. Like, The Gentleman Bank Robber is not really about the George Jackson Brigade, which is a lesser-known second-wave radicalist militant movement that was in the Northwest and doesn't get the press of the Black Panther Party or the Weather Underground or
right.
other groups of the time.
It wasn't quite as glamorous, I think.
Yeah. No, it didn't have pretty people of the sort that were more familiar.
Who became academics.
Actually, a lot of the people in Left on Pearl are well-known today for having been academics. A lot of those people went on to become political scientists and architects and sociologists and mainstream politicians. So there's a kind of a bourgeois slant to it in that sense. I mean, it's about taking over a building, so it's not really that bourgeois. And one of the members is actually somebody who mentions having secretly been in the Weather Underground at the time of the takeover. But we don't hear about, like, how did she get in the Weather Underground and what was the story
right.
about that?
Right.
Although I would love to know that story, too. So, like, both of these films sort of spin off gestures toward other stories that that we want to find out more about.
Right. And people can find out a little bit more about the George Jackson Brigade. You did some research. We should probably say, you know, Rita Bow Brown was kind of politicized by reading George Jackson's prison letters. And in fact, once she was in prison, and this is true of our Weather Underground subject as well, they both became very active in prison abolition movements.
Yeah, that's the important thing that prison teaches people who go there.
Right, that you need to destroy prisons.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But they're both really interesting films and in their own way. And one thing I will just mention about Left on Pearl is because it's a larger group of people, the film gets into some of the struggles that the women had once they all came together around common cause. They discovered that there were some uncommon causes that folks had to deal with, and that had to do with homosexuality. It had to do with the lesbian members of this action who were considered to be, you know, on the forefront of some of this militants. Many of them had already been active in gay liberation movements. So the film kind of doesn't present a kind of idealist view of those actions, but it does touch on some of the struggles and some of the...
Some of the recruiting. Actually, I mean, yeah. some of the stories are...
Well, there was recruiting there, too, yeah.
Like, oh, my God,
I'm a lesbian, yeah.
Maybe I'm a lesbian, like everybody else is doing.
And that, so in that sense, they're right about the women's movement, especially second wave, that everyone became lesbians. But not necessarily man-haters.
No, yeah. No. And actually not even all of them became
right.
Lesbians. Yeah.
No, not true.
There is a little clip of Betty Friedan mentioning the lesbian menace. And one of the people talks about, like, we thought this was a great idea. And we all got T-shirts that said lesbian menace.
Right. So we're joking, of course. But, of course, it's never so harmonious as to just come together around common cause, that there are some struggles and there's growth. And that's part of what I love about both of these films is that the films do touch on the process of becoming politically aware. And,
yeah.
And also, Gentleman Bank Robber really talks about a lot of the work around women, political prisoners, as well. So there's good stuff here.
Yeah. One of the lines about Gentleman Bank Robber in the sort of press information is that Bow Brown is a model of how to live a committed life as an activist and retain your humanity and sense of humor. And like, she's just a very appealing character. She just, you know, like, she seems great. You'd love to hang out with her. I mean, that film is really focused on her more as an individual and follows her through the present. I mean, obviously the bulk of the film is devoted to her adventures as the gentleman bank robber, you know, the cuddly Marxist-Leninist people out to overthrow capitalism. But we get more of her later career, whereas in Left on Pearl, it's really about this one event, although we get little snippets at the end of, like, you know, what they did later, and sort of following up with some of the figures who are interviewed in the film and the kinds of later activism that they were involved in.
And both in their own way deal with, I think, as I mentioned at the top, this kind of clash of militancy and the state. And in Left on Pearl, there's a section in there in which, at the point at which they're faced with the police coming in and forcibly removing them from the building, they have to decide whether or not the win that they have been given, so to speak, is enough for them to then walk away without anybody getting hurt. And these are real concerns for any group of people. The police aren't any more cuddly back then than they are. I mean,
they had less armor. I mean,
they had less armor.
Even though they talk about them coming in riot gear, the pictures you see, they're still wearing less than they're wearing today.
And now, on reflection, we see that the militarism of the police now, it puts this question of militancy and actions against a national security state, essentially, in perspective.
So people should definitely come out to see The Gentleman Bank Robber on Friday, March 9th, which is at the Hollywood as part of their March festival of films by about women and women's activism and that are chosen by women programmers.
It's called Feminist March.
Feminist March.
Feminist March 2018 is the Hollywood Theater series. And then the women's strike.
There's the women's strike on March 8th.
Right.
Feminism for the 99%. I think we're going to hear more about that on the Old Mole next week.
Right. Pioneer Square, March 8th at 4 o'clock.
And Left on Pearl, International Women's Day programming, the Friday, March 9th, 10th, 11th, to see that.
Excellent. Thank you, Fred.